I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Smells a little bit stale, but definitely refreshed. As 5 minutes ago, RJ Choppy walked into the studio for the first time this morning. Here with Sean, Troy, and Roy. What the heck?
I don't know what you guys did, but there's banners over the overpasses saying, "Where's Choppy?"
We're not going there.
No,
here.
There are. The fans are amazing.
Oh, my God.
They're coming here. You come in here immediately. In the first 10 seconds.
They're amazing.
Hanging us out to dry.
We covered for you.
I would like to come in here with some Better Call Chop excuse that, you know, I didn't set my alarm or I blame my parents for having me stay, because I'm staying with my dad while my mom's out of town. Thankfully, she gets back today, so I go back to my own routine. You know, so having me stay in some metal room where there's no cell service, and I didn't get any phone calls.
What'd you do last night?
I went to bed at like 10 o'clock.
You're telling me that on your phone right now, you don't have 70 missed calls combined between
me and Troy?
I've
got a billion missed calls.
Okay.
Billion missed calls.
Okay.
I'd like to kill it with some great excuse. I got nothing. Got no excuse. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what happened or why I did not show up. I woke up to this banging on the door from some old man who's laughing and cackling it up like a hyena.
Why?
He thinks this is hilarious.
Really?
Oh, this is great. Oh, my God. Oh, they're going to roast you. Oh, this is so awesome. Oh, my God. They're going to have so much fun with you. Oh, this is great. It's going to give you 3 days of shows. And I'm like, I don't really know that's how it works.
Yeah.
The first thing I said was, oh, my God, it's Monday. And he goes, yeah, it is Monday. And then I realized that, no, it's Tuesday. And
yeah.
It's Tuesday?
It is Tuesday.
So you
didn't drink or go out?
God, drink what? They don't drink. There's no alcohol in that house.
Okay.
I didn't go out.
Bring it in yourself.
I've got no friends. You guys know I wouldn't go out during the week.
Okay.
That's why we were legitimately concerned about you, by the way. We actually had a conversation between the three of us as to, you know, what could have befallen you.
Could have been anything.
It literally could have been anything.
And then I talked to the boss man as I'm driving in, because he calls, because he's all worried. And he's like, what's your ETA? And I'm like, honestly, I've never driven at 7 a.m. before. I have no idea.
What was the traffic like?
Not good. I took the express lane. That was fine. Getting out of Grapevine was bad.
How long did it take to get here?
I left there about 7:30 in Grapevine.
Okay.
All right.
So almost, 45 minutes?
Yeah, but I was doing okay until I got to Woodall Rogers, and there was a accident right there at the turn.
So alarm? Did you set alarms?
Set two of them.
And you just powered through it.
I must have powered through them. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no recollection of the hours of midnight or whatever when I think I woke up to go to the bathroom and 7:18.
You taking any pills?
No pills.
Phone charged?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when did the phone die? Did your phone die?
I think that's what happened, because I'm charging it now. It's only at 50%.
Is it on silent?
No, it's on vibrate.
Okay.
Which is something abnormal. I usually keep it on ring at night.
Yes.
I usually, because in case this happens, I want to be able to not sleep right through it.
Yeah.
So.
Was Spittle pissed?
Well, I mean, I won't be having a vacation anytime soon.
Why? Because you just had a siesta.
Because I just took a vacation day.
Yeah.
I said to him, look, I'll do a Saturday show. I'll sit in longer on G-Bag today, whatever I got to do.
I'll sit in longer on G-Bag.
Whatever I got to do to get that vacation day back.
Whatever I do to get that vacation day back. And he's like, no, I think I'll take the vacation day from you. And I'm like, all right. You know, like that really is.
Now, you know, that won't be all.
Well, I mean, you know, I heard you guys, with your high-low. And I think that actually is, I think it's time for Troy to play high-low.
Okay. Can't really do so it, though. Troy's got to put it together.
Who's going to run it?
And I'm not going to be here Thursday, so we're not going to wait.
Yeah.
Lane's doing it Thursday, so you got that.
But I know what you've been dreading because I know you, and I know how you've been dodging it every time Spittle brings it up.
What's that?
I know the World Cup thing would torture you. I'm not talking about live tweeting at one of these stupid games. I'm not talking about waking up at 2 or 3 whenever they kick off. But if you had to take the spot of Roy eating the World Cup throughout the tournament, I know that you dread that. You're not one of these guys. Like, Troy can try anything. It doesn't bother him. Chris Arnold, it doesn't bother him. Kavanaugh, weak stomach. I know I think that would really torture you. And I'm not talking about for one game. Like, if the NFL Top 100 thing plays out, and we're going to talk about that at 9 o'clock, then that might be a double punishment on that. Troy was thinking about you having to wax your legs as a cheerleader for the wiffle ball game. So
you will not play in next Saturday's Tolo wiffle ball game. Instead, you will be
win?
You will be the cheerleader. Well, I don't know. Would you be there on time or not?
Truthfully, I was thinking, Roy had the record for the longest oversleep.
And it was in Oxnard. That was probably it, fairly enough. Yeah. That was I got there right before 7, right? 6:40?
That was the 6:30? Day after the Jerry party?
Yeah. The day after the Jerry party was bad. But I think even like at 5:45, I realized it. So like I said, 6:15, I thought we all said 6:15 was probably about the latest anybody had gotten to the show.
Yeah.
And still made it.
So congratulations. You are Cal Ripken. You're Joe DiMaggio. Yeah. This record will never be broken.
What's weird is that you're always the first to show up to things, but you definitely have been the latest on this show. Like, you've walked in past 5:30 probably 3 times.
Maybe something like that.
Yeah. And like mine might be once. Roy,
I remember you came in it was after a Laker Mav game. it was after the 4-0 sweep. We were out at the post game wrap up or whatever.
Yeah. I kind of felt a little justified, but still. You made it in time for Armin Katan, which you've been looking forward to.
I've been looking forward to this. I was like, oh, man, did I miss Armin? Did I miss this? Did I miss that? Did I miss the Dak segment?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Yeah, you missed. But the feeling of terror, there's no doubt about it. And your dad said that you were cursed. You dropped an S-bomb and then.
Oh, I dropped everything. I was so upset. Because, you know, I don't like to be late. I'm always, we go in spurts on who gets here first to the show.
Yeah.
And I've been in a good get here first spurt. And that's not the case anymore.
Did you get any surprising text messages? Did you get any?
No, I got nothing.
All right, so there's no Sandler, there's no Broadus texting, there's no Holly.
No,
there's no
Holly. I blocked him. I don't want to hear from him
because he said he wanted to take your chair.
Well, I mean, he could say that, but he also wanted to take Dez's chair. That didn't work. that's just not gonna happen. Sandler, I genuinely worry about Sandler. That kid's taking just about every job I have. So I genuinely worry about it. Who else?
No, I was wondering if anyone texted you from the station to see if you were okay.
No. They don't care. Nobody cares.
So all the missed calls are from us?
Yeah. They're all from you guys. I got nothing. It's
girlfriend?
No, nothing from anybody.
What?
No, nobody calls. Nobody cares.
What?
Nobody cares.
All right. Armin Katan is getting ready to join us on this controversial Tiger Woods book that El Tigre and his squad not happy about. You got trending?
I got some days to go through.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Random Voice Guy. Today is June 12th. It's 8:28. In case RJ needs to put that down as the day that he forever upset me.
Troy thought that his Vegas vacation was going to get canceled.
You know, he said he was mad at me on the call on the ride in, and I said to him.
He said he hung up on you.
He did. You know, Troy, I would want you to go to Vegas.
No, no.
You
I
know me.
I could not do that. I could not do that. I was so angry at you because of the selfishness I was putting on myself, thinking like, oh, my God, if the worst happened to RJ, I can't go on this trip. And I shouldn't think that way. And then when I found out that you were fine – God, I hate you today so bad. But yeah. That's okay. We'll get past this. We'll move on.
A lot of times worry turns into anger.
Yes.
Like,
and it did.
My family, they still want me to text when I am taking off and when I land. And sometimes even, like, text when you get to your house.
Yep.
And then when I don't do it and I forget, oh, it turns into rage. You know, the worry anger. And you can't really get mad at it. It's worry anger.
And
you know?
Yeah, it's worry anger. That's right.
That's exactly what
I appreciate you
through.
Guys being worried.
Mine wasn't worry anger. It was just irritation over having to do more work. But
okay, Roy, now that's
see this gray hair on my chin? That's RJ.
Roy
right
and
there.
Troy were definitely worried. I wasn't.
I appreciate that, guys. I know Sean was worried deep down. On that inner core of soft heart that he has. He's got a cold exterior, but inside, he is a giant teddy bear.
Whatever. On this day, the day is June 12th. Is Kavanaugh here yet, or is he, I don't know.
No, he's chopping it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. When Jeffrey Kavanaugh gets here, he'll definitely be singing his heart out. On this day in 1990, Mariah released her debut album. I had a vision of love, and
it was all that you've given to me. Does she need more than one to get a hit? Because this song is not good.
Oh,
what? Kavanaugh, Vision of Love?
We'll fight
what is this
you.
Song.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
You never heard Vision of Love?
No.
Oh man, yeah, this is Young Mariah. Young Mariah. So that came out today on this day in 1990. The following year, on this day in 1991, they won one, and they won a few afterwards.
Final seconds. Magic's three-point attempt blocked. Pippen comes away with it. And the Chicago Bulls have won their first ever NBA championship.
Oh, the iconic moment, MJ in the locker room just hugging the trophy.
This was so sad for me because I wanted Magic to have one last run, and I'm watching this series. Scottie Pippen D'ing him up. That was the big defensive shift and change that they made. But that team was done. I don't even think of them as an NBA Finals quality team. There was no Kareem. Sam Perkins. It was a young Sam Perkins. There was Old Worthy.
Sam and Jordan were the same age.
Yeah,
Sam was older. Yeah, Sam was older. Sam came out like the year before Jordan.
What?
Perkins?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying that was a Sam.
But even still, not a very good one.
And, yeah,
he was their good.
I thought you said a young Perkins.
Yeah, young Sam Perkins.
Okay.
Michael was young when he won it. I mean, he wasn't in his 30s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're right. You're right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, RJ, just pretend like
he was like year six.
Just toss it to Roy for the rest of the day.
Yeah, quit acting like you've only been here for 7 minutes. also on this day in 1997, baseball changed. On this day in 1997, interleague play began, and it involved your Rangers. Your Rangers lost the very first interleague play game in 1997 to the Giants, 4-3.
We still get excited about interleague matchups or no?
Yes.
No.
What?
Well, I mean, some. Like, yes. If the Cubs come to town, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Tonight, but, I mean, you're playing the Dodgers.
Yeah, it's fun. To me, it's fun to see other teams. It's fun to see your team have to use the strategy that is employed in the other league. To me, that's fun. Over the course of a long season, a lot of people can get angry and frustrated that, hey, we got to play the, you know, as it used to be the case, the Rangers had to play the Astros all the time, and someone else gets to play, you know, the sorry sack Mets. That would make you feel a little bit better, but by and large, interleague play has been a positive for baseball.
I liked it better when it was like for like a month stretch, but now they have to have it every single week. So there's every day there's an interleague game going on.
Yeah, I did
on.
Like it better when it was like interleague week
for
baseball.
And finally, on this day, the biggest one of them all. My God, it feels like it was just yesterday, and it was not. On this day in 2011.
And the Heat will not foul. Poor Marion dribbles it out. And the celebration will begin. The Dallas Mavericks are NBA champions. The first title in franchise history.
One of the greatest nights of my life.
Where did you watch it? Back here as we were in the arena.
We were in the arena.
We were there. Where'd you watch it? Because I remember I was 2011 Rangers, but I want to know where you were for the
I was at my house watching it because we had the kids. So I was at my house watching it, but as soon as they won the championship, I looked at Cindy. She went, just go. And I left. I was gone for the rest of the night, all the way into the morning.
Where'd you go?
Out and about. I went to downtown where people were just running around the streets going crazy. Came up to the radio station because we were popping on the air going nuts. God, that was an unbelievable night.
So as Sean said, we were in the arena. Do you remember what happened the next day?
You were late yelled at by the old boss?
Well,
did our show in studio?
We had 2 days of canceled flights.
No, I don't remember.
We stayed in Miami for 2 extra days.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I mean, it was the best but the worst.
That sounds awesome.
I remember the first and probably the restaurant bill that got our expenses changed that we tried to. Well, we did get it submitted and accepted, but that was a bad idea for the steakhouse.
Yep.
We put that on the expense report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.